durable and built to last. Duralast Roofing in Owosso. 918-906-7800 or visit them online at duralastroofing.com.
Hush there, baby, don't.
What does your morning sound like?
The itsy bitsy spider. Rock-a-bye, baby.
She's finally asleep.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
At St. John, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens, and that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. John do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture, and with care teams who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSTJohnCare.com.
Everybody, welcome in to Owosso High School Stadium as Ram football is on the air. Grant Merrill along with you tonight. Steve Mowry and Kristen Favalora will join us later in the hometown insurance agent Keith 2 countdown to kickoff as we get ready for the Owosso Rams and the Mustang Broncos tonight, as it ought to be a great ball game, one that has playoff implications. Certainly Owosso coming into this ball game 4-3 on the season so far. Mustang coming in 3-4. They are on a two-game winning streak, two of those three wins coming in the last 2 weeks. So they are a team to watch out for, as you heard Coach Bill Blankenship talking about here moments ago. And, you know, everything right now is going to count as we head toward those playoff scenarios that start to work themselves out in the final 3 weeks of the season. As we take a look around the region, one of the games that will determine some of those playoff implications, Steve Mowry, is that of Moore and Putnam City North, who play each other tonight. You start to kind of take a look at how everybody's shaking out, and a victory for Owosso tonight is absolutely imperative.
Well, and actually to win out is going to be just as important as well, as the Rams really want to try to secure that second place in this district and host a home playoff game in that first round. And Grant, you and I looked at this at the beginning of the season. We knew it was going to be a tough first half of the season. It was three of those games at the beginning. The Rams coming out of with losses against Fayetteville and Broken Arrow, and then opening up district play. And what I always deem a possibility of a district championship, as it usually works out, and it was. And then the Rams started getting healthy, got on a roll, got some players back, and we kind of got away from that theme of people asking, well, what's wrong with the Rams?
Right.
Number one, they played some fairly good talent on other football teams, and two, we were without a couple of the big bullets in our gun in order to come out with Isaiah Jacobs. Tonight, we're going to see the return, I don't know to what degree, of Keewon Hay on defense, and that's going to be as big of an addition on defense as having Isaiah Jacobs on offense, and it will be very critical for both of those to stay healthy as we trail into the end of this season and into the playoffs.
I told Bill Blankenship, as you heard during the interview earlier, that when Isaiah Jacobs came back, it was almost like a bull being let out of the ring in Barcelona. You know, he was just ready to give chase, ready to do whatever, and almost uncontrollable. I suspect that Keewon Hay will probably return with the same type of excitement.
Yeah, I've talked to him before every game, and we saw one another tonight, and he just had this huge grin on his face, and I saw him suited out, and I said, so, you're back tonight. And he just grinned, and I said, well, you go out and have a great game. And, you know, it for him, technically, it's almost like his first game. So
yeah.
He's going to have to get back into football shape. I'm sure he's going to be limited to a degree, but it'll be exciting just having him out there, though, with all these sophomores and the leadership that he brings to this defense.
Taking a look at where Mustang is coming into tonight, they lost their first game against UConn, 19-14. They went to Edmond Santa Fe in week two, lost that one by a score of 29-14. Westmore, they won in week three. That was a 21-14 victory and their first victory of the season. They went to Norman North, lost 17-6, lost to Union 44-3. We have that in common with them as they ended up doing that. But it's been wins ever since. Southmore, they traveled to 2 weeks ago, won that one 28-16, and they beat Edmond North last week 38-14. So you kind of see where Mustang falls, that they're kind of a similar team to Owosso. The numbers aren't a whole lot of difference. There's one win loss there that is basically separating the two. And tonight, you take a look at the fact that we've got three more games, including tonight. So we've got more next week. Putnam City North this next week. Tonight's a big night.
Yes, it's absolutely huge. And I think we're going to see a Mustang team that the Rams have faced before, maybe not quite to the talent level that they've had in the past. I know a couple of years ago they had a huge nose guard that just dominated us down in Mustang. They don't have that. They don't have the as talented of a receiving core as maybe they've had in the past. But when you think of Mustang, you always think of a ball club that is very well coached. And Jeremy Dombeck does a fantastic job with the Broncos, and a team that tends to be very physical whenever you play them. Their matchups can be difficult, but I just think that the Rams, if they play to their ability, you know, Grant, you and I have seen kind of the Jekyll and Hyde of the Owosso Rams. When they can come out, they can be a team that we think, hey, this may be our year to go to state. And then other times, such as last week in the first half, especially against Southmore, you're asking yourself, what's going on here?
Right.
And then they ramp it up, and we see the benefits of having those ball players back. But certainly, and I know I don't want to get ahead of myself, you're going to ask me about keys to the game, but I continue to say the theme for this ball club is they've got to start fast, and hopefully they'll come out focused tonight. You know, we've got senior night, we've got the festivities going on the football field. We know how much Coach Blankenship and all the coaches enjoy that, and hopefully it won't be a distraction as we honor them here this evening.
One of the things that we have, you know, a little bit of disheartening news to report in the health injury update is the fact that tonight we're playing without the services of Deuce Mayberry, also playing without the services of Peyton Lusk, and then Aiden O'Dell also going down to injury last week in that ball game. Christian was actually doing some great reporting from the sideline as that stuff happened, and, you know, we knew they would be injured, didn't know how long, but unfortunately with the short week, they didn't have as much time to heal and have to sit out tonight.
Well, and I'm sure the coaches on the opposing squad of Mustang have noticed that or scouted that, and that might be an area they try to attack. I don't know that their passing game is as strong as it has been in the past either, but hey, we'll see here tonight. I know Coach Blankenship, we've had a lot of sophomores rotating in there. Omar Barker has done an absolutely fantastic job at his corner. Dawson Adams in there as well, and so I think our secondary will step up to the challenge.
Steve, as we take a look at tonight, it is senior night. We just read the names and saw the names of 30 seniors who are graduating this year and who will play their last regular season home game. Of course, we hope we get another game here at Owosso Stadium in the playoffs, but tonight, the regular season home finale for 30 of these seniors who we will always remember as some of the guys that led us to that first state championship in over four decades.
Yeah, it's just been a tremendous group, and I know Coach Blankenship has a lot of appreciation for them, but also you go back to Coach Bill Patterson who did a great job with them as well. I know he has a lot of appreciation as some other assistant coaches and the coaches here tonight, but senior night, what a special event. I can remember the opportunity of walking his son out on the field, as have many other dads. I got to shake hands with many of them here in line tonight, and it's a we'll say it's for the kids, but I'm not sure, Grant, it may be just as big for the parents as well as moms and dads who have supported their kids, you know, in football here, but also band over the years. It's just a great family moment.
I'm just glad that Grant Mowry claimed you in front of all those people.
Yeah. That's
that was one thing I was wondering about.
He did walk out ahead, so I don't
did.
Know.
Well, it is going to be a great night for football action tonight. The Pride of Owosso taking the field right now as they get ready for their pregame performance. So while we pause for the national anthem and all of our pregame festivities, let's take another 3-minute timeout. When we come back, your Duralast Roofing starting lineups and your opening kickoff. This is Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM. Hey, Ram fans, this is Grant Merrill for my friends at Christian Brothers Automotive. Sometimes your car can throw you a curveball. A few weeks ago, on a hot 100-degree day, the air conditioner in my Ford just completely quit working. Some people might spend hours researching reviews, but for the Merrill family, there's no question that our cars go to Christian Brothers Automotive. Ray Adcock and his crew had our problem fixed in a few hours and even had a courtesy shuttle to take me back to the office. They'll do the same for you. Stop by Christian Brothers Automotive just south of 96th and Garnett.
Hello, Ram fans. This is Coach Blankenship. The Owosso Rams are all about building great character. Hard work, honesty, and commitment are just a few things we instill in our players every day. So when you want an insurance agent that brings those things to the table, call Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu in Owosso. He'll work hard to make sure you get the right coverage for your family at the most affordable price. Call 928-4545 or visit insurewithkeith.com. Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu, proud to support your Owosso Rams.
Your rollover shouldn't cause a turnover. Hi, I'm Mike Westerman with Westerman Financial Services. Just like the Owosso Rams have great coaches on the football field, you should have a great coach in your financial planning that can help you avoid costly pitfalls. Whether it is a rollover, retirement planning, saving for college, or wealth management, we'd love to visit with you about your goals. Westerman Financial Services. Call 918-401-9100 or stop by our office on 86th Street. Go Rams!
You get rewards for going to a movie, getting good grades, and airline travel. But are you getting rewards from your bank? If not, it's time to switch to RCB Bank. At RCB Bank, we pay you to bank with us with our rewards checking options. Choose to get paid by cash or interest. Stop by any RCB Bank location to sign up today. For more information, visit our website at rcbbank.com. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC. RCB Bank. That's my bank.
Hi everyone, my name is Molly Merrill, and I'm a 6th grader. You know what? Sometimes school is really hard, and kids like me just need a little help. Luckily, my parents know that families all over Owosso turn to Academic Advantage when their child has a challenge, right, Dad?
That's right. Dr. Tracy Pitkin and Academic Advantage do much more than just tutoring. Their goal is to identify the problem and customize a plan to overcome the challenge. Find out more by calling 918-231-7669 or log on to Academic Advantage.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
We're at Owosso High School Stadium, Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Christian Favalora along with you tonight. An update from reporter Katie Dillard, who is covering Rejoice Christian tonight. The 7-0 Eagles up over Commerce, 21-0. End of the first quarter, just up Highway 169. So good luck to Rejoice in their ball game tonight. As we get ready for this ball game between Owosso and Mustang this evening, the Pride of Owosso currently on the field and doing their pregame show. Things running just a little bit behind, Steve, due to the fact that we had so many seniors to graduate or at least wish farewell, and that always takes a little longer than normal.
Well, that and you got the pregame activities and getting ready for the flag to be presented here at midfield, band running around. But I think everybody understands anytime we go on the road and we're part of a senior night or a homecoming, we adjust to that. We understand everybody does. And so we may be maybe a little bit closer down to a 7:40 tie start time. So hang with us as we get ready here for this evening.
Well, as they present the colors, we'll take another 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, then we'll have our starting lineups, opening coin toss, and all of the festivities here at Owosso High School Stadium. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey Ram fans, this is Athletic Director Zach Duffield. Every day our student athletes, spirit groups, and band members are working hard to put a quality product on the field and court. They strive every minute to represent Owosso well. This is the same kind of commitment you'll get from InsideOwosso.com. quality, fair coverage of things happening in our town, and comprehensive coverage of Ram sports from guys like Grant Merrill and Christian Favalora. Log on and see the difference at InsideOwosso.com. Go Rams!
Bring your passion, your initiative, your big plans, your dreams. Most of all, bring your ambition. Because whether you're on your way to a four-year university or a new career, Tulsa Community College is the smart way to invest more in you. To learn more about our exciting programs from nursing and graphic design to engineering and veterinary technology and more, visit tulsacc.edu. TCC. Bring your ambition.
What does it mean to wake up your day with 6 in the morning? It means you start your day ahead of the curve. You know what the weather's going to do every hour because of Alan Crone. You're not worried about your drive because News on 6 traffic keeps you ahead. And breaking news? You know Leanne and Rich, Tulsa's most experienced morning news team, have you covered anywhere you are. So go ahead and smile. This morning's got nothing on you.
Hey Owosso, this is Coach Blankenship reminding you that when you need help with your roof, do business with the local guys that put integrity first. Zach Harbaugh's crew at Duralast Roofing brings a 2-decade track record of hard work and great experience to your project, and they'll treat your home like it's their own. Durable, affordable, and built to last. Duralast Roofing in Owosso, 918-906-7800, or visit them online at duralastroofing.com.
Getting a mortgage should fit your life. At First United Mortgage Group, we sit down and really get to know you. We answer your questions and ask some of our own so we can best understand your unique situation. The result is a mortgage that is specifically tailored to you and your investment. Call me, J.D. Doris, today at 918-408-4991 or go to my website at okmortgagewizard.com. It's time to spend life wisely, and go Rams.
If you drive a Ford car like an Audi or a VW, sometimes you have to take it to Tulsa to get it fixed because not everybody works on it. But we have a specialist right here at Owosso, Brewski Auto Technica. Brandon Brewski and the folks at Brewski Auto Technica are your foreign car specialists. Take it to 102B North Atlanta. Let Brandon and the crew work on your car today. They'll give you a fair price and do a great job. And they're big supporters of the Owosso Rams. That's Brewski Auto Technica in downtown Owosso.
Been presented, and we have a football game ahead of us tonight here at Owosso Stadium. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Christian Favalora along with you tonight. We're glad you're with us this evening here on 100.1 KYFM. And our keys to victory are brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. When you need keys to victory for life, you can get them every Sunday. FirstOwosso.net is the website to get on there and watch them live. And of course, Pastor Bruce McCarty inviting you to the service at 10:30 on Sunday morning. So, Steve, those keys to victory, we already know one of them. Start fast. What are the other ones?
Absolutely. You want to start fast, get points on the board, and get the offense rolling early. You don't want to give the opponent any momentum, as we saw Southmore get some of that last week before the Rams were able to put them away late in that fourth period. And so want to get points on the board fast. Also, the linebacking core, I think, is going to be something to watch tonight. Kewan Hay is back, and he's one of our captains here tonight, along with Will Keeney, as he is at midfield. I think it'll be key just to see the impact that he has on this defense, very similarly to what Isaiah Jacobs has on offense. And speaking of Jacobs, that's a guy that we want to see get turned loose, unleashed, as we get this offensive line going. So I think those will be keys to the game. And in the previously mentioned part, maybe a fourth, if you will. Got to watch the corners and the secondary play here this evening with two key cornerbacks out of this ball, well, Deuce Mayberry and Peyton Lusk out in this ball game.
Inside of Owosso, staff meteorologist Dan Holliday had mentioned the chance of rainfall tonight. We're already seeing some sprinkles coming down. The ponchos are starting to come out and the umbrellas. Not a lot of hard rain tonight, but it's just enough that a few of those folks might start trickling out, maybe trying to head over to the Ram Room, or in Mrs. Merrill's case, trying to come seek shelter in the radio booth.
Right, so. I understand that. No, not a problem with that. As really a good crowd on hand here tonight on the Owosso sideline. sparsely attended by the Mustang fans, maybe not wanting to trek down the turnpike coming over here to Owosso as the coin toss is being taken place at midfield, and the Rams will defend the north goal. Mustang has won the toss, and they'll defer, so I'm sure the Rams will receive the opening kickoff. Let's see if that is correct, and they will.
Second week in a row that the other team has deferred to us, so that is one thing that we saw with Southmore last week. Southmore did end up getting ahead early, but hopefully we don't see that same thing tonight as we're just about set for the Owosso Rams to come onto the field. Of course, team captain's still chatting at midfield, and we're just about ready to get this thing underway. Starting lineups, of course, Will Keeney starting at quarterback tonight. The only noticeable absence is Deuce Mayberry at his receiver position, not going to be playing due to his injury. Peyton Lusk not playing tonight due to his injury, and Aiden O'Dell on defense out for injury as well, but otherwise it's pretty much the same starting lineup as normal.
Yeah, and I really like the way this team has grown over the season. I think Coach Blankenship believes that they're starting to grow into the team we thought they could at the beginning of this season. As man, what a display here this evening. I mean, I know I can't properly describe it over the radio, but the video board showing the 74 championship and the trophy locker of Aaron Colvin here at Owosso, now playing with the Houston Texans, starting with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Just an exciting time here for the Owosso Rams as they continue their quest toward the playoffs.
And you were here for both of those championships shown
yes,
on
sir.
The television screen. So I know that that is definitely meaningful for folks like you. And if you haven't been out to an Owosso game, they have a brand new LED stadium light system that actually goes into party light mode. I don't know how else to say it other than it looks like a big old disco ball
yeah.
on the field, and the lights start going into dance club mode. And it's just really kind of a neat presentation. We've got a full industrial strength fog machine that these Rams are going to be running through here in just a moment. It just really is a cool atmosphere, and it's kind of sad that you know, this is maybe we may have a chance of this being the last time we get to see it used, but we're going to be optimistic and assume we have another game here at Ram Stadium.
Absolutely. A lot of good football left to be played. Our team's coming around, and they're starting to look like the Rams who can make another run toward another state championship.
All right, we are just about set for football action here at Owosso tonight. Glad you're with us here on InsideOwosso.com, listening on the radio on 100.1 KYFM. Here come those Rams. We are ready for football tonight. The kickoff is 1 minute away. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
The decision to buy or sell a home is among the biggest that most families will ever make. Don't leave the details on real estate to just anyone. Call agent Kelly Lewis with RE/MAX Results Realty. Kelly Lewis is a seasoned real estate professional who's involved with every aspect of our community. From being active in our chamber to even serving on our city council, Kelly Lewis is all about Owosso. Call in a trusted name that knows our town the next time you buy or sell a home. Kelly Lewis with RE/MAX Results, 918-833-0545.
Hey, this is Pastor Bruce McCarty with the Owosso First Assembly. Our church family is proud of the Owosso Rams this football season, and we'd like to invite your family to our services this weekend. We meet at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We have Old Town services for our kids, and young people are invited to be a part of our Extreme Youth Ministry. Come see us this Sunday or watch our services online at owossofirst.com. You're always welcome at Owosso First Assembly.
Set for football action tonight. Grant Barrel, Steve Mowry, Kristen Favalora along with you this evening. Rob Williams keeping the numbers and making sure we know what we're talking about. We appreciate all of our great sponsors, including the good folks at First Bank of Owosso. D. Sokolowski and his crew are always there to help the Rams. They're always there to help you with your lending needs, and they'll take care of your money when you deposit and entrust them with it at First Bank of Owosso. Be sure and visit them online and find out out how you can open an account today. A fresh new 12 minutes put on the clock. As we mentioned, Mustang deferring in the coin toss. They will move from right to left, kicking it away. Owosso will move from left to right on the radio dial if you're listening on KYFM tonight. And we are just about set for the action, Steve, as we've got a good crowd on hand this evening. I think
nice crowd. Rams wearing their red on red with the gray helmets. Got those uniform combinations that these kids love, and the leadership team gets to pick out what uniform they're going to wear each week, and this is a nice one here tonight. See if we can get a return going here in this opening kickoff.
Back deep to receive, Omar Barker and Trey Goins. Goins will step up to take the spot normally occupied by Deuce Mayberry. They've teed it up at the 40, and we are ready to go. End over end. The kick back toward the 5-yard line, picked up by Barker at the 10, 15. He's at the 20, on his feet at the 30, 40. Run, baby, run. He's at the 40, down to the 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Promised land. Touchdown to Owosso. He ran the opening kickoff in for 6. 13 seconds into this thing, we are already on the scoreboard.
Can't start much faster than that. So what a great job by Barker. Got great blocking up the left hash. Darted out to the left sideline, and it was a foot race. And no one was going to catch him. The kicker was the only one left. And unfortunately, he had no chance, a diving effort, as we get that first touchdown of the game. That got the crowd on its feet.
Put that one on the highlight reel. Christian Johnson will try to kick the extra point right here. The hold, the kick. It is through the uprights and good. It's 7-0. Owosso leading Mustang off the first play of the game. We're back at 30 seconds for the kick. This is Owosso Ram football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
There's always a new adventure when a kid has a book to read, and Another Chapter Bookstore in Owosso is here to help. They have the largest children's book selection in town and can help point you to new adventures for children of all ages. Does your kid like story time? They've got that too every week, and of course, they have a wide selection for mom and dad as well. Drop by, have a cup of coffee, and find a great book to read this weekend. It's a perfect way to spend your day at Another Chapter Bookstore in the Tie-In Plaza.
Kickoff return for a touchdown by Omar Barker as he goes, I don't know how many yards.
95 yards.
Steve Mowry's got it with the RCB Bank by the number stats update, and that's really all you need to know. 95 yards.
One play.
Yeah.
One play, 13 seconds.
Rob Williams with an easy job. He didn't even have to get his abacus out for that one this evening. Teeing it up is the kicker, and that is going to be Christian Johnson. Kicking it from left to right tonight as we await his kick. Actually, that's William Feltz, I'm sorry. He's going to tee it up at the 40 and kick it from left to right. End-over-end kick is short. It is going to be fielded at the 30-yard line by Skyler Clayson of the Mustang Broncos. It's a short return. He gets to the 35-yard line, and that is where Mustang will have it first and 10. They move from left to right on the radio dial, and if you didn't notice, it's 7-0 Owosso.
Josiah Stevens in on the tackle of that kickoff. Another sophomore, as we continue to mention them, as Coach Blankenship rotates them in on special teams as well.
They are going to start a sophomore quarterback tonight, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be Hayden White. He'll move from left to right, starting from this 35-yard line, first and 10. White setting his offense up with twins to the right. The snap, handoff, first man through, will get it up to the 40-yard line, up to the 41. The ball carrier for Mustang is going to be George Lanzaga. And that'll bring up a 6-yard gain, second and 4 for the Mustangs.
And we see the effects of Kewan Hay right there in the very beginning, getting into that line.
And now, handoff again. It is going to be Lanzaga. So he'll get up to the 45-yard line and almost to a first down. We'll see if they give it to him. I think they're going to move up the chains, and that'll be a first down for the Mustang Broncos.
Eleven minutes to go here in the first. Rams up 7-0, trying to get the defense lined out here, get a stop.
Shotgun formation right now for the Mustang Broncos. Quarterback back to pass, leads it up the left side of the field, overthrows his receiver. That is Kari Brown, who is split out to the left for the quarterback Hayden White, and that'll bring up second down and 10.
Dodge one there as White was able to get behind the corner here on the near side. That's Omar Barker. It was a hitch and go, and Barker bit on the hitch, and if that ball had been thrown on the money, it would have been a score for the Broncos.
Second down and 10. White back to throw this time. Slings it up the left on a screen pass up to the 45, down to the 40. Brought down at the 39-yard line. And on the run there for Mustang, again, Kari Brown. Spells it K-H-A-R-Y. And that's another first down for Mustang.
So here in the early going, we would see that you might want to find out where number 10 is lining up. He's going to line up this time. Ball on the left hash, and Brown is here at the near side, right at the 40-yard line.
Four men to the right this time. Empty backfield behind the quarterback, Hayden White. And as you mentioned, Brown split to the left. Off the left hash mark, he'll take it. Dropping back to throw. Gunning it up the middle. He'll connect with his open receiver down at the 30-yard line. Another first down for the Mustang Broncos. And the ball carrier, Dawson McKinney.
So Mustang putting together a nice little drive here of their own. Rams looking for a stop, but the offense for the Broncos really mixing up the play calling here. Good protection that time. So see if Coach Klink, the Owosso defensive coordinator, doesn't try to dial up some type of a blitz to put pressure in the face of the quarterback.
Trips to the right, Brown to the left. White back to throw this time, slinging it in Brown's direction in the end zone. It's intercepted by
Omar Barker.
Omar Barker, who's already the star of the game with that kickoff return for a touchdown, and he gets the interception in the end zone to take it the other way.
My goodness, he was in perfect position. Turned his head just in time, reached up and snagged the football. I tell you what, he's throwing his name in the hat early for player of the game. Right now he has my vote with 9:43 to go here in this first quarter.
Somebody exceptionally hungry for a quarter pounder from one of the three McDonald's locations here at Owosso. 76th Street, Walmart in Owosso, or at Highway 20 and Highway 169. Thank you, Tim Rich, for making that McDonald's player of the game honor possible. Will Keeney in at quarterback. Isaiah Jacobs behind him. Twins to each side, and Keeney back to throw. He'll sling it right side to Keelan Carney, who makes it to the 28-yard line. So that is going to be an 8-yard gain to bring up second down and 2.
Nice job there by Will to be able to get the ball out real quickly, and a nice gain on the play, making a second and short.
And now back to throw again. Keeney up the left side. Fumble on the play.
That's incomplete.
No, they'll call it an incomplete. It went in and out of the hands there of Mario Kirby.
He was lined up in the slot on the left side, and it was a quick throw but a long one, and gave the defender time to penetrate and make a hit before Mario Kirby could turn upfield.
Third down for Owosso. A man on each side of Will Keeney. Now he'll split one man in motion to the left. That's Jacobs. Handoff. First man through. Fumble on the play this time. Who's got it? Looks like it'll be Mustang.
Yeah. Isaiah Jacobs on the carry on the right side, and there's going to be a recovery there by Blaine Helling.
So we will see what Mustang could do on this trip with the football at the 31-yard line. They'll have it first and 10. Let's go down to Christian Favalora on the sideline. Christian, turnovers for both of these ball teams. I think ours looked better.
Guys, could that have happened much quicker? First of all, Omar made an incredible play. That was a perfectly thrown ball to the end zone. Mustang should have had points on the board, but he just sealed the receiver off, and he is the guy tonight. Yeah, that fumble, though, yeah, costly.
Hayden White with trips to the right, ready to take it off the left hash mark, dropping back to throw this time. It's sacked like a sack of groceries, and just like that, they are going to bring him down for a loss of yardage, and that is going to bring up second and about 16 for the Mustang Broncos as they're knocked all the way back, Steve, to the 37-yard line.
Nice play by Imad Triplett to put pressure on the inside.
And now Hayden White, the quarterback, ready to take the snap off the left hash mark. He drops back to throw, connecting with Brown at the 30-yard line down to the 29. And like you said, got to make sure that Kerry Brown is covered. He is definitely one of the better receivers for Mustang, and it looks like they'll be throwing to him all night long.
Omar Barker and Dawson Adams able to knock him out of bounds. So we're going to have a third and about eight for Mustang. So this Ram defense got to stand up and not allow Mustang to convert and let that turnover hurt the Rams.
Hayden White directly under center, back, fakes a pass, or fakes a handoff, drops back to pass, connects with an open receiver right side. He's at the 15, down at the 11-yard line.
I think the ball came loose. I don't know if he was down, and they're going to say Mustang maintained control.
Okay. Well, whatever they decide there, I guess we'll have to live with. And that'll bring up first down and 10 from the 10-yard line. So first and goal from the 10. Hayden White with his back directly behind him, ready to take the snap, handoff, first man through, rolling out to the left side, and he is going to be stopped and stuffed on the try there, George Lanzaga.
Jaden Thomason in on the tackle. So this is what I was talking about, Grant. I think if you get Kewan Hay back in there, that Jaden Thomason can react even a little bit better and feel more comfortable with the senior leadership of Kewan Hay. See, Kewan Hay's out here moving Ahmad Triplett in place, and he's getting the defense lined up correctly even before the play starts. And I'm sure he's wound a bit tight tonight with his first game action in several weeks.
Hayden White ready to take the snap, handoff, first man through again, brought down at the 9-yard line.
Tell you what, the Rams are delivering some punishment from that defensive line. Thomason in again. Hayden Grant in on the tackle as well.
Chaz Meadows, the ball carrier for Mustang. Hayden White ready to take the snap again with twins out to each side of the line here.
10 seconds on the play clock as they changes the play at the line of scrimmage, gets back to receive the snap.
Out of the gun, he'll drop back to throw, looking, gunning it left side. Kerry Brown on his feet, down to the 5-yard line.
Well, Jaden Thomason blew it up, but he put him right into the hands of Kewan Hay. Trying to see who else. Hilton Mosby in there as well.
They'll bring their kicking team out, and I think they're going to try for the field goal right here. Doing the honors will be number 6, and that's all we know him by right now. So number 6, Stefano Mowry, that's what we'll name him. End-over-end kick is through the uprights and good, and it's now a 7-3 in favor of Owosso as we maintain a 4-point lead. We'll take a break. Be back in 30 seconds. Owosso with the football when we come back. You're listening to Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Hello, Ram Nation. This is Coach Blankenship. Two amazing things happened last year. First, your Owosso Rams were crowned state champions. And second, Jim Glover Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat opened their doors right here in Owosso. And from experience, I can tell you this. The Jim Glover Auto family goes above and beyond to make sure your experience is nothing short of exceptional in both sales and service. So when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, head over to Jim Glover Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, Highway 169 and 106th Street North. Tell them Coach Blankenship sent you.
Owosso Stadium, Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight as Christian Favalora is roaming the sidelines. Let's go down for another sideline report and see what he's got. Christian?
Well, guys, it's nice to see Kewan Hay. How about Omar Barker making a pretty heads-up play on the sidelines there? Pretty energized, pretty excited after all these considered inside the 30, did a good job keeping a touchdown off the board.
All right, thank you, Christian. Appreciate that report. Getting ready for the kickoff as the Broncos will kick it from right to left, end over end. It is going to fall and be dropped at the 4-yard line. He's going to roll back to the 3, and that's where, unfortunately, Isaiah Jacobs was back for the return and was unable to get his hands on it. So that'll not be the best field position for Owosso, but that's what they'll have to get themselves out of, Steve. You don't like to always see that, but we'll deal with it.
Well, a little bit different than the opening kickoff return, so the Rams will have an opportunity here to put a long drive. Now it becomes an issue of field position, Grant, and the Rams initially here, you just want to try to string together a couple of first downs.
Keeney handing off. First man through is Jacobs. He meets a wall of Mustang defenders. They're just a yard past the line of scrimmage, so it'll bring up second down and 8 for the Rams. They try to power their way out of their own backfield, and they'll do that from the 6-yard line.
Hurry up offense.
Keeney handing off. Nothing out to the there. Right side, Dawson Adams, and he was almost decapitated by a Bronco defender. And
defensive end came in untouched, or the linebacker, Judson Rowland.
That's like getting into a head-on with a Mack truck there, unfortunately. And Dawson will be feeling that for the next 20 minutes or so. 5:01 left to go. If you're just joining us, Owosso leading it 7-3 over the Mustang Broncos. Twins to the right side, trips to the right side. Van Landingham, Goins, and Dawson Adams. And ready to take the snap, Keeney. He drops back to throw, slings it left side, and connects with Trey Goins at the 17-yard line. And that is the first Westerman Financial Services first down for the Owosso Rams tonight.
Great throw by Will Keeney. He was back deep in the end zone and actually threw that pass just as Goins was coming out of his break.
Gotta love that. 4:37 left to go in this first quarter. The rain has subsided a little bit. Still a few ponchos and umbrellas just in case, but it's turning into a nice fall night here. Keeney back to throw, slings it right side this time and connects with Preston Hendricks, who was split out to the 21-yard line. Stopping him was Darian Farmer for the Mustang Broncos. So with that, that'll bring up second down and 7. Burns, the field goal kicker. Was that what we heard?
Yes.
All right. Handoff, first man through, gets it up to the 26-yard line. That'll be Isaiah Jacobs on the run for the Rams, and that'll bring up third down and 4. 3-2 maybe. Third down and 2. They'll spot him there at the 26-yard line. Thank you, Steve Mowry, for your reconnaissance work.
Yes, that's what I do.
Getting the name of that kicker. And now on the keeper.
Got it.
Keeney pushing forward. Flags on the play as he's still trying to power through down to the 40-yard line, down to the 41-yard line. He just kept dragging that defense with him.
Let's see what the flag is. I don't know if there was an offsides against Mustang.
Keeney looked like a bulldozer, just bringing everybody he could with him.
Procedure against the Rams.
Oh, man.
So that'll nullify that nice scrum run that we had put together there and back the Rams up into a third and about 6.
Right. Okay, well, with that, we'll see what they can do here. Third down, 6 to go, as Steve mentioned. 3:30 left to play. They'll spot it on the right hash mark. Rams moving left to right on the radio dial if you're just joining us. Play clock running, and they're getting their formation set. Ahmad Triplett in as Isaiah Jacobs in motion to the left. He takes the handoff, tries to get through, and
nothing there.
There's no gain. He was stopped just shy of where the original line of scrimmage on that play was.
Really, the Mustang defense just trying to keep everything turned inside on 2 or 3 plays that the Rams have tried to string out. There just hasn't been any running room whatsoever, as this Mustang defense has stepped up and thwarted any effort by the Rams on the outside.
4th down and 8, and the Rams ready to kick it away as Alex Haight lines up for the punt. And Mustang will send their man back to the 40-yard line, ready to receive. A wobbly kick. It is going to bounce near the 49-yard line. And that's where they'll mark it off for the Mustang Broncos. 2:29 left to play in this one, Steve. First quarter action.
Well, we started off with an electric run by Omar Barker, and then Rams were able to avoid the touchdown by Mustang off of that fumble. But other than that, the action has subsided considerably here.
First and 10, Mustang at the Owosso 49-yard line.
See if the Rams can muster another turnover.
A receiver out to each side. And now the handoff from Hayden White. First man through is going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Ball carrier there, George Lanzaga.
Kewan Hay in on the tackle along with Matt Lohr.
Matt the Tank.
Does a great job there at that tackle position. Looking over at the sideline now. Kamen Severs and Hilton Mosby trying to get the call along with Hayden Grant on that defensive line for the Rams.
Hayden White on second and 10 from the 49 of Owosso. Hand off again. Same man, Lanzaga, up the middle. He'll get up to the 43-yard line. So that is going to bring up a gain of 6 on the play to bring up 3rd down and 4.
Two plays in a row as they line the running back right behind the quarterback and run kind of a counter to that right tackle.
1:39 left in the clock ticking here. Handoff, first man through, Lanzaga down to the 40-yard line, a yard shy of another Mustang Bronco first down. We've got a minute 28 left in the quarter.
Dawson Adams did a great job coming up from strong safety to fill that gap. And so now, interesting situation here. It's going to be 4th down and 1 for Mustang, and it looks like Coach Dombeck's going to leave his offense out on the field.
They're going to go for it. Hayden White giving his orders to his line here. They're going to see what they can do on 4th down and 2. Well,
they've been successful on right tackle, but they may go quarterback sneak. No, he's going to go back in the shotgun.
So back to take the snap. Oh, my goodness. It looks like we've got a
Kamen Severs, I believe, jumped off sides. Let me see if we got that correct.
Off sides there.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Actually, that may have been Kewan Hay. Yeah.
It was Kewan.
Yep.
He was
fired up.
Fired up. Remember what I said about the bull being let loose from Barcelona? Yeah. That was Kewan Hay right there.
Loose there.
First down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Handoff, Hayden White, the first man through. He'll get down to the 33 on a gain of 2. That'll bring up 2nd and 8.
Well, Ahmad Triplett was playing in the slot here on this right side and just destroyed the running back on that tackle. Ahmad still holding his helmet. I don't know if it's an equipment issue or what.
Scoring update from inside Owosso's Katie Dillard, who's covering Rejoice Christian tonight. They lead Commerce 28-0 at halftime. So good luck to the Eagles tonight. Back to throw. Hayden White, it was almost picked off
by that was a
Omar Barker again.
Miscommunication as the receiver was running a streak and the quarterback threw that out on an out pattern intended for Venegas, but that was not in the vicinity.
3rd down and 8. Ram football on KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville. 7 seconds left to go in this first quarter of play, and they'll try to get one more play off here. Hayden White splitting the hash marks, handing off. First man through is going to run into a wall of defenders. Who was that that jumped on him but Kewan Hay? Look at that, Steve Mowry.
That's a big play there. Coach Klink dials up the blitz. As that ends this first period of play.
1 in the books, 3 or more to go here at Owosso Stadium. We'll take a break and be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on Brightstar 100.1 KYFM.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the 4 food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's chicken chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans.
Robertson Tire, keep rolling with Robertson.
Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car's ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, the Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson Tire.
here in beautiful Owosso, Oklahoma, USA. The Rams leading at 7-3 as we head into the second quarter. Grant Merrill and Steve Mowry along with you. Christian Favalora roaming the sidelines. Hayden White in the quarterback for Mustang on the keeper. He instead tries to throw it away.
Got a late flag on the far side of the field.
Probably could make it a case for intentional grounding there. And we'll see what he...
Rob Williams thinks may have the quarterback may have proceeded across the line of scrimmage. Rob's usually right.
Rob does have a tendency to
a keen eye.
Be right. So does my wife. She's in the booth tonight, so I have to say that. But by the way, she got you out of a jam Monday. She did color commentary on the Owosso Ram volleyball game.
Grant, I'm going to tell you right now, there was no jam for me on Monday night to do volleyball. I'm just telling you. I mean, I'm glad she did that, but that was going to be colorful, but not commentarial had I been involved.
Well, we'll have Lauren back to do more volleyball next year for sure. Back to pass. Oh, my goodness, an interception picked off as Keeney had it into the hands of his receiver. He bobbled it, and out of nowhere, Justin Wardlaw comes up for the Mustang Broncos and takes it the other direction, and there's your celebration for Mustang. I got to give credit where credit is due. And good defensive play for the Broncos there.
It was in the hands and bobbled a couple of times and just into the hands. I believe that was Elrico Anderson on the reception. Anyway, it's another turnover deep in Ram territory.
Hayden White off the left hash mark, ready to take the snap. Handing off, first man through, is going to get down to the 18-yard line. And on the run there, Chaz Meadows. And he will bring up a second down and 5 for the Mustang Broncos. 11:28 left to play in this first half. Twins out to the right this time for Hayden White. And now the whistles blow before he could even get the snap off. So we'll see what they assess right here. Looks like it may be on Mustang. They're marching on back. 5-yard penalty on the Broncos. And that'll take them back to second and their original 10 yards. And now the quarterback, Hayden White, calling everybody in for Mustang. 11-11 left to go. First half action here at Owosso Stadium tonight. 7-3 our score if you're just joining us. Rams leading it by 4. And now, handoff. A reverse there is rolling out to the right side. It is going to be Jordan McFadden. And Hilton Mosby making the stop there as McFadden got up to the 20-yard line. That'll bring up 3rd down and 7.
Well, you'd like to be able to hold Mustang to a field goal attempt and keep them out of the end zone once again. The Ram defense has done a good job tonight, but you got to credit Mustang's offense for executing very effectively.
Hayden White.
We got movement on the left tackle.
Takes the snap, and you called it there. Flags flying as they'll bring out the penalty flag, and you said a movement on the left tackle.
Yeah. Jumping back there. It's hard to miss Anthony Elrod. He's only 6'5", 280. So when he moves, everyone sees.
10:19 left to play here. First half action, 7-3 our score. Glad to have you along with us tonight here on InsideOwosso.com and also on 100.1 KYFM. One man split to the left for Mustang. Hayden White taking the snap. Rolling out to the right this time. Still has it. Keeping it. Runs into a wall of Owosso defenders. And they're going to knock him back to about 4th and 15,
that
Steve.
That is a lot of red. Kamen Severs, Hilton Mosby, Keewon Hay. You're exactly right, Grant. It was a wall of red. As credit the coverage downfield by the secondary, as there was nowhere for White to be able to go with the football.
4th down and 15 for these Mustang Broncos. From the 29-yard line, they'll take it. Hayden White going for it, and he'll sling it up the left side. Nobody there to get it. The pass falls incomplete. It's Owosso's football.
Nice job by this Ram defense once again, not letting that turnover come back and bite them and not even allowing a point in that situation. Not sure what Coach Dombeck has as far as a field goal kicker, but if he has the leg, a bit surprised that he did not allow him to go with the kick at that point.
All right, let's see if we can get down to Christian Favalora on the sideline as he's just about ready and in position to do a report here. Christian, what's it looking like down there?
Yeah, well, the rhythm is a little off on this defense right now, but that was a big save right there. For the Rams to get out of that mess with what a strange interception that was.
Reverse, it's going to be Dawson Adams out to the left side. You were right, Christian. Strange interception. We'll catch up with you in a minute. Dawson Adams getting out to the 35-yard line, and well, they're going to call him down just before the 35-yard line at about the 33. So that'll bring up 2nd and 7. 9:12 left to go in the first half. Keeney with twins out to each side. Isaiah Jacobs next to him off the left hash mark. Keeney back to throw. Throws it straight across to Jacobs. Jacobs still on his feet at the 38-yard line. Brought down at the 39, just shy of another Westerman Financial Services first down.
Got to get him more involved in the play calling just like that. And he, too, has got to be secure with the football.
9:04 left to play here. We'll see what they decide to do here. Everybody close in. Keeney trying to push forward for the first down. I think he got it. He's awfully close if he didn't. Trying another one of those plays where he just bulldozes through and drags everybody that'll come with him. And that's a Westerman Financial Services first down as he made it as far as the 40, Steve.
Just hard to stop the push of the interior of that line in such a short yardage situation.
1st and 10 from the 40.
Got isolation here on the near side with Goins.
And now handoff. First man throws Ahmad Triplett. Triplett still on his feet at the 44. Brought down near the 45-yard line. So that should bring up 2nd and 5. 8:37 left to go in the first half. We're glad you're with us tonight here on KYFM, online at InsideOwosso.com and on the Owosso Rams app, OwossoSportsNetwork.com. Appreciate you wherever you're listening or watching tonight. 2nd and 5, Rams from the 45-yard line. Owosso moving right to left.
Timeout Rams.
And Bill Blankenship wants to talk things over. 8:13 left to play. First half action. We'll take a break with him and be back right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Executive Homes is the Owosso home builder that offers standardly included luxury finishes in two distinctive styles. Whether your family prefers the traditional elegance of Executive's award-winning signature style or the contemporary design of its all-new EH transitional homes, each Executive Home is built with unparalleled quality at an unbeatable price. Visit executivehomes.com to explore the homes and lots now available in the best neighborhoods throughout Owosso, including the brand new communities of Boulder Point and Forest Bend.
What makes Dungy's family of autos different? It's our world-famous $9.95 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungy's difference means for you.
Back to throw, tried to connect with the open Preston Hendricks. Falls incomplete, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 5. Steve's got another RCB Bank by the number stats update.
Looking at the numbers here in the first half, Owosso had 7 carries for 12 yards, only 4 of 6 in the air for 30 yards, a total of 42 yards. On the other side, Mustang hasn't really run effectively. 14 carries for 20 yards, but 5 of 8 in the air for 56 yards. And the Broncos with 76 total yards. That drop there was the third drop here in the first half by the Rams receiving corps.
From the 45, Keeney back to throw, trying to connect with Van Landingham. Does so at the 44-yard line. And they'll move up the chains for another Westerman Financial Services first down. And that one looked like it could have gone either way, Steve.
Oh, I don't know if we want to replay that on the big board.
They say he was upright okay. And had the football, so that's what we'll go with.
Last week's crew would have called it incomplete.
Yeah, they would have called a lot of things. But anyway, and we've got a timeout on the field as they're going to talk things over again. When we come back, first down and 10 for the Owosso Rams. We've got 7:51 left to go in the first half. 7-3 our score. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com on KYFM.
When my husband and I got married, we didn't really have the budget for the ring of my dreams. So recently we decided as a couple to upgrade to the jewelry we really wanted. The ring I imagined wasn't in just any store. So like many others in Owosso, we called John E. Kohler. We found out very quickly that if we could dream it, John E. Kohler Jewelry Design could make exactly what we wanted. And the price was great too. Stop by and see their award-winning work for yourself at John E. Kohler Jewelry Design, 9455 North Owosso Expressway in the Tai An Plaza. You'll be glad. Glad you did.
At St. John, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens, and that's just what Ascension doctors at St. John do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture, and with care teams who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at getstjohncare.com.
Will Keeney with a handoff. Ball carrier has Ahmad Triplett. He'll get up to the 42-yard line, and that is going to bring up second down and 7 for the Owosso Rams. 7:35 left to go in the first half. Owosso leading at 7-3. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Christian Favalora along with you tonight. Mr. Mowry?
Well, Mustang really trying to make sure the edge isn't broken. They're running about 7 guys in the box right now.
A man on each side of Will Keeney. He'll drop back to throw, gunning it up the middle, trying to get out to Trey Goins, who was split out to the 20-yard line. It went right over his fingertips, and he was being chased down to the point of interference by the Mustang Broncos.
And Isaiah Jacobs went down holding his knee, so let's hope that that's not a reoccurrence of a previous injury.
Yeah, we will hope
that
and pray right here.
That did not look good, but he got up and ran off the field. But he's getting immediate attention at the Ram tent.
Third down, 8 to go. Ball spotted at the 43-yard line. 7:12 left to go. Clock rolling here in this first half of play. Twins out to each side of the line. Ahmad Triplett in next to Will Keeney, who will take it out of the shotgun here shortly. Keeney looking. Splitting the hash marks, he'll drop back to throw. Under pressure, being rushed, trying to power through a bunch of defenders, and they drag him back as far as they can. Finally, the whistle's blown.
Yeah, there was just a lot of white shirts there. Landon Bolf was there in his face, and there again, Elrico Anderson. It was a jailbreak rush that time. Rams are going to have to come up with some play calls that can take some pressure off their quarterback. And of course, the concern right now is Isaiah Jacobs on the sideline being tended to by the medical staff.
Fourth down and 12. Alexander Haight will kick it away here for the Owosso Rams. Here's the punt. It's wobbly and it's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line.
Made a good catch there by Chris Doran.
So that is where Mustang will have it first and 10. They move from left to right. If you're just joining us, 7-3, our score. Owosso leading it by 4 with 6:24 left to play in the first half.
And again, Grant, we talked about starting fast. The Rams able to get that kickoff return, but they really haven't been able to get into a rhythm and muster much on offense right now. So great for the kickoff return, but offensively, the Ram offense has been held at bay.
And now Hayden White, the quarterback, handing off, first man through, getting up to the 20-yard line, up to the 21. And on the run there, Chaz Meadows for the Mustang Broncos. He will bring up second and seven. Whistles are blowing. Looks like we may have a injured Ram. And it looks like
Keywon Hay holding his shoulder, and Umad Triplett's on the ground as well.
So while they tend to them, we'll take a quick 30-second break. Be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
With McDonald's $1-$2-$3 menu, you can choose among favorites like a delicious bacon McDouble for just $2, just $2 for two 100% beef patties, melty American cheese, and, wait for it, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. So for all the bacon fans out there, and you know who you are, come get your bacon fix without breaking the bank. That sounds almost as good as, well, bacon. Build your meal with favorites like the $2 Bacon McDouble on the McDonald's $1-$2 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Owosso, our score 7-3. Owosso leading it. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Christian Favalora along with you tonight. As not looking good down there on the sideline, medical attention being given to Umad Triplett here. As we're going to go down and see if we can get with Christian Favalora on the sideline. Christian, what are you seeing right now?
Well, Umad doesn't want to get up right now. They got him on his feet. I think it's the right knee. He got taken out, guys, from the back right side. Tough hit.
All right. We'll get with you for updates. What's it looking like for Keywon? Is he still down, Christian?
No, he's fine. He was just kind of flexing his a little bit, rubbing it out. Seemed nothing more than maybe a finger.
And Isaiah, how's he looking? Steve wants to know.
Well, I'm very concerned, Steve. I think he's definitely be feeling a little more game, but it's going to take some time learning to play with that knee. He's got good mobility, and he's moving around on the sidelines.
All right. Thank you, Christian. Appreciate that. For those of you that did not understand what Christian was saying, said he was had good playing mobility and was okay. So it looks like that some of our prayers have been answered tonight. Oh, sorry, Steve.
Hayden Grant runs in and gets a nice sack on the quarterback. That's going to be a loss of one. As he just beat his man here on the near side and got in the face of White before he could make a play. And that's going to be 3rd and 11. Ram defense has really got to use this to advantage, get the ball back, hopefully get a short field and put a drive together.
Hayden White ready to take the snap right here with twins to each side. He does so, dropping back to throw this time. He'll sling it up the middle of the field. It's off the fingertips of his intended receiver, William Haddix.
And again, the sophomore corner, Braxton Bickham, who has been called into action tonight because of the injury to Deuce Mayberry. And Bickham has stepped up to the challenge, playing great defense in coverage.
4th down and 11, and that will put Mustang in punting formation. Bickham was a guy that got a lot of props from Coach B during the pregame show.
Yeah, he is just another one of those youngsters that is really stepping up and getting some valuable playing time here.
So they'll punt it away. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, our guest, our superintendent, Dr. Amy Finster tonight. Flags on the play as they will assess something on the punt here. Pride of Owosso marching band will play at halftime as well. They have wheeled everything but a mobile home onto the midfield the last few weeks in their performance, so apparently they got some big-time props out there. 5:24 left to go. And Mustang ready to punt it away right here.
Got a good punt. They like to use that rugby punt, get a roll, got it.
They'll get it out to about the 47-yard line.
So we got the stop. We got good field position, a shorter field this time, as this drive will start in Mustang territory at their 46-yard line. Grant, you got to take advantage of this. Your offense been sputtering a bit tonight. Guys getting knocked around. We've seen some injuries on offense and defensive side. This Ram offensive line has got to find a way to start taking control and block this defense up front.
Will Keeney from the 48-yard line.
This is also Trey Goins' territory, by the way.
Ready to take the snap, drops back to throw. Throws across the middle.
Got to get upfield. Came too far across. I think that's Mario Kirby.
Yeah, it is Mario. He's dragged back to the line, dragged back for a loss, back to about the 48 of his own, 48. .450 left to play here. First half action. Twins out to each side of the line here. And now, back to throw, Keeney. He'll sling it up the right side to Keelan Carney. Yep. Carney was met by a defender as soon as he turned around.
Yeah, we're just setting our receivers up to get nailed on those type of throws because the Mustang defense is not backing down the field. They're not giving the cushion that a couple of the other teams have before tonight. Again, I think that we may be getting into Trey Goins' territory.
Twins out to the left, Twins out to the right. Keeney back to pass off the right hash mark, keeps it instead, runs forward to the 40, slides into the 35-yard line, was mauled as he went to the ground, but it should be good enough for a Westerman Financial Services first down. Move up those chains.
Well, that was one way of doing it. I thought Will Keeney was in his slide, and two defenders almost came in shoulder helmet high.
First down and 10 from the 35.
Got Grant Van Landingham now here on the near side.
Van Landingham, Keelan Carney to the left, man in motion to the left now. That's Mario Kirby. Keeney handing off. Isaiah Jacobs out around the left end, gets down to the 35, down to the 30-yard line, and he's pushed out of bounds. Justin Dombeck on the other end just giving the referee a chewing. And that's going to bring up second down and 4 for the Rams.
Well, if we had any questions about Isaiah Jacobs, he answered it on that run there because he turned on the jets and got upfield where it looked like there was no room at all here on the near side, a gain of 6 on the play.
I'd say he's okay. Second down, 5 to go. Trips to the right here, one man split to the left, Trey Goins. Keeney ready to take the snap, does so. Handoff, Jacobs. Runs into that same wall of Mustang defenders near the 29-yard line. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play if he even got that.
Landed both there again, 6'3", 220. One of the captains in the ball game here tonight.
Third down, 5 to go, 3:06 to play here. Keeney. Rolling out to the right this time, looking, slings it up the right side of the field. Can he connect? Yes! Oh, baby! Touchdown, Keelan Carney into the end zone. He goes. Give him 6. That will give Wawaso a 13-3 lead. 2:55 left to go in the first half.
Well, again, Mustang's defensive secondary was playing so tight that it was kind of a hitch and go, and Carney just left his defender. There wasn't a defender within 8 yards of him in the end zone.
Extra point coming from Christian Johnson, or at least the attempt at one with 2:55 left to play. Here's the kick. It's through the uprights and good. It's 14-3 with 2:55 left to go in this first half. We'll take a 1 minute or a 30-second timeout and be back for the kick right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on InsideOwosso.com and 100.1 KYFM. Hey Ram fans, this is Grant Merrill for my friends at Christian Brothers Automotive. Sometimes your car can throw you a curveball. A few weeks ago on a hot 100 degree day, the air conditioner in my Ford just completely quit working. Some people might spend hours researching reviews, but for the Merrill family, there's no question that our cars go to Christian Brothers Automotive. Ray Adcock and his crew had our problem fixed in a few hours and even had a courtesy shuttle to take me back to the office. They'll do the same for you. Stop by Christian Brothers Automotive just south of 96th and Garnett. Five left to play in this first half. Our score 14-3 in favor of the Owosso Rams. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Christian Favalora along with you tonight. Thank you for being with us here on KYFM Radio and online at InsideOwosso.com. Kickoff is going to be returned near the 20-yard line. The Mustang Bronco who returned it still on his feet at the 33, and that is where they'll mark it off first and 10 for the Broncos. 2:47 to play. Owosso leading it by 11 points after a spectacular pass from Will Keeney into the corner of the end zone where Keelan Carney, the freshman, was set up. If there was going to be a freshman of the year, Keelan Carney would be in the conversation.
Absolutely. He is going to be fun to watch the next 3 years, but he's doing a great job for the Rams this season as well.
First down and 10. Mustang ready as Hayden White, the quarterback, rolling around looking to pass, slings it up the middle of the field, aiming for a receiver. It's off his fingertips.
No flag on the play. Both players went up for the ball. I thought we might have got one there.
Omar Barker and Gage Laney were down there to provide some assistance if he fell, I guess. But 2:40 left to play here. That's going to bring up second down and 10.
2:40 to go. If the Rams can get a stop, they still have two timeouts left.
And now, taking the snap is the quarterback, White.
I believe that was Jaden Thomason that met the running back
head
on and pushed him back.
George Lanzaga was the ball carrier, and he was immediately brought down by Thomason, who met him face to face. 2:22 left to play here. Third down and six to go.
Big down here, Grant, if the Rams can get a stop.
Hayden White, the quarterback, ready to take the snap here, does so, dropping back to throw. He'll sling it up the left side of the field and connecting with his open receiver. They'll bring it down to the 28-yard line, and that's Kerry Brown, the talented receiver for the Mustang Broncos. 2:01 left to go. First half action, 14-3 our score.
That's a play you didn't want to see happen there, and now the Rams just got to keep Mustang out of the end zone and off the scoreboard.
Hayden White.
We had movement up front. I'm not sure if it was encroachment on the Rams or if it's going to be a procedure call, it appears, against Mustang.
So they're going to assess the penalty against Mustang. They'll be brought back 5 yards, first down and 15 from the 34-yard line. Ready to take the snap is Hayden White on the left hash mark. Handoff, first man through is going to be Lanzaga. He'll get it down to the 29-yard line.
Well, and Mustang has all three of their timeouts left as they let the clock down, run down to a minute 30 to go here before halftime.
1:27, clock ticking. Taking the snap, Hayden White, handoff, first man through, gets down to the line of scrimmage, not much further.
Looks like they're methodically trying to run some time off the clock, Grant, and then use their timeouts so that the Rams can't get the ball back. But, boy, that is some pretty conservative football right now, trailing 14-3. They went with double tight ends on that play, and now they're looking at a third and long. Clock continues to roll.
Third down, eight to go, 50 seconds left to play. First half action, 14-3. Owosso leads it, but Mustang knocking on the door here. Hayden White ready to take it, but the whistles blow, and we've got a timeout taken by the Broncos. We'll take it with them when we come back in 1 minute, the last 39 seconds of the first half. It's Owosso 14, Mustang 3. This is Rams football on KYFM.
Hello, Ram fans. This is Coach Blankenship. The Owosso Rams are all about building great character. Hard work, honesty, and commitment are just a few things we instill in our players every day. So when you want an insurance agent that brings those things to the table, call Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu in Owosso. He'll work hard to make sure you get the right coverage for your family at the most affordable price. Call 928-4545 or visit insurewithkeith.com. Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu, proud to support your Owosso Rams.
Back, our score 14-3, 39 seconds left to go in this first half. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Kristen Favalora along with you tonight. Rob Williams punching the numbers and Coach Lauren Merrill running all of our social media tonight. Appreciate everybody on the crew for making this thing happen. Back to pass, Hayden White splitting the hash marks. He'll sling it right side to Kerry Brown. Kerry on his feet at the 20. Finally brought out by a big Owosso defender, and making that stop there was Hayden Grant.
Came over from his left defensive end position.
32 seconds left to play. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, Dr. Amy Finchner is our superintendent, and she'll be joining us for our halftime interview. Ready to take the snap. Hayden White, handoff. Lanzaga, the first man through. He'll get brought down at the 7-yard line, tackled from behind.
Another timeout by Mustang.
We'll keep it right here as we're under 30 seconds left to go in this first half. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll also hear from the Pride of Owosso Marching Band. Those of you in the stadium will hear from them, as, of course, they're getting set to go to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Good luck to them in raising all of those funds to get that done. Owosso getting a fast start. Couldn't have asked for a faster start, Steve Mowry, as Omar Barker returned that opening touchdown. It slowed down a little bit, but, hey, we're really seeing some good things out of these Rams tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the defense has played exceptionally well, but the one Achilles heel, Grant, that we continue to talk about are drop passes. The one interception that Mustang got off that deflection, and then a couple of other opportunities that we let get away that would continue drives. But, you know, this Ram offense is continuing to fight. They'll make adjustments at halftime. Right now we got to call upon the Ram defense one more time, and if nothing else, hold the Broncos to a field goal as they're looking at a second and about four.
We'll see what they decide to do right here. Hayden White lining up in the gun. He's going to have twins close in. Gets a word from the referee before he lines up to take the snap here. White with a man in motion to the right now. Rolls to the right himself. Slings it right side. Touchdown at Mustang. They are in the end zone. The touchdown going to number 83, and that's Dawson McKinney. That'll bring up a 14-9 score. 17 seconds left to go in this first half, Steve.
Well, not what you wanted to see in this situation, as Mustang will go in at halftime with the momentum.
The kick coming. They'll try for the extra point here. It is up off through the uprights and good, and it's 14-10. 17 seconds left to go in this first half. We're back in 30 seconds. You are listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
Your rollover shouldn't cause a turnover. Hi, I'm Mike Westerman with Westerman Financial Services. Just like the Owosso Rams have great coaches on the football field, you should have a great coach in your financial planning that can help you avoid costly pitfalls. Whether it is a rollover, retirement planning, saving for college, or wealth management, we'd love to visit with you about your goals. Westerman Financial Services. Call 918-401-9100 or stop by our office on 86th Street. Go Rams!
Well, we have 17 seconds left to go in this first half. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Christian Favalora along with you tonight as the first half drawing to a close. The Mustang Broncos getting a little bit of momentum here as they get that touchdown heading into the halftime locker room. How big of a difference does that make, Steve?
Well, I mean, they're going to go in with all the momentum here in the second half and a lot of confidence. And the Ram offense, you know, put together that one really nice pass play, the touchdown, that went to 31 yards, but still trying to find their rhythm offensively, the mixture of the run and passing game.
Omar Barker, Trey Goins, both back deep to receive for the Owosso Rams, and Mustang kicking it left to right as we'll have time for just about one more play in this first half. Here comes the kick. It skims along the ground, picked up at the 30-yard line and pounced on, and that is where Owosso will have it first and 10. They'll have time for one other play here in this first half, 16 seconds left to go.
Well, let's see if the Rams decide to take a shot or just play it safe. I say air one out. See what you can do. You got one of the probably the best quarterback in the state. He can throw it a long way. Come in tonight throwing for over 1,400 yards, has thrown 14 touchdowns, 15 with the touchdown pass tonight to Carney.
First and 10, Rams. Will Keeney ready to take it from the 30-yard line. Trips to the left, handoff Isaiah Jacobs up the middle, breaking free at the 40, getting down to the 45. That's a Westerman Financial Services first down. 10 seconds left to play, first half action. Bill Blankenship wants a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and be back right after this. You're listening to Inside Owosso.com's coverage of Owosso Ram football on KYFM.
You get rewards for going to a movie, getting good grades, and airline travel. But are you getting rewards from your bank? If not, it's time to switch to RCB Bank. At RCB Bank, we pay you to bank with us with our rewards checking options. Choose to get paid by cash or interest. Stop by any RCB Bank location to sign up today. For more information, visit our website at rcbbank.com. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC. RCB Bank, that's my bank.
It's left to go in this first half of play. 14-10 our score. We'll throw it down to Christian Favalora here in just a second. Let's see what these Owosso Rams can do on what may be the final play of this first half. Twins out to the left, one man close to the right. That's Trey Goins. Keeney ready to take the snap off the right hash mark. Keeney rolling out to the left this time, looking to throw, slings it up the left side. It's off the fingertips of Keelan Carney, who is split out to the 40-yard line. Let's go down to Christian on the sidelines. Christian, what are you seeing down there?
Well, Grant, you got to figure they're going to go for the end zone, right? That's what this offense does best is it goes for the post, especially with Keeney back there. And as far as I'm concerned, he looks as poised tonight as we've seen him in a while.
All right, we'll see what he does. We'll catch up with you after the half as it's second and 10 now. 4 seconds left to go here in this half. Keeney handing off. Isaiah Jacobs on the run down to the 45, breaking free. Still on his feet at the 30. Go, baby, go. He's at the 20. Brought down at the 15-yard line. Flag on the play.
Yeah,
flag on the play. Let's see what they call here.
It's going to be a face mask, and I don't think we can end on a defensive penalty. The Rams may get an untimed down here right before halftime.
Dr. Fenster may need a hearing aid before we end this half here. She just walked in on all of our yelling. Our esteemed superintendent will be our halftime guest here in just a few minutes. If you're just joining us, 14-10, our score, and we'll see what they decide here. And they are going to penalize Mustang and move the Rams up. They'll have one more play, first and goal from the 8-yard line.
Wow. Interesting, interesting play call for the coaches to make here.
14-10 our score. A Westerman Financial Services first down. Keeney ready to take it off the left hash mark. Does so. Dropping back to throw. Guns it to the corner. Is it caught?
Touchdown.
No. Oh, they waved it off. Incomplete pass is the call. by the referee. He was waving it off. And with that, that ends the first half. It looked like it was caught, Steve.
Well, I thought he had it for a moment. We're going to see it here on the replay.
Yeah, we've got the big Jumbotron board. Why not use it?
Nope, it's bobbled out of bounds. So the correct call was made by this crew. A great, exciting finish to this first half. Just couldn't come away with any points.
That'll round out the first half. When we come back, we'll visit with our superintendent, Dr. Amy Fitchner, and we'll talk about the numbers with Steve Mowry during an RCB Bank by the Numbers stats update. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Hi everyone, my name is Molly Merrill, and I'm a sixth grader. You know what? Sometimes school is really hard, and kids like me just need a little help. Luckily, my parents know that families all over Owosso turn to Academic Advantage when their child has a challenge, right, Dad?
That's right. Dr. Tracy Pitkin and Academic Advantage do much more than just tutoring. Their goal is to identify the problem and customize a plan to overcome the challenge. Find out more by calling 918-231-7669 or log on to Academic Advantage.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. It's easy. And every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools. They've given more than $1 million so far, and they're the only ones doing that.
With approved credit, some restrictions apply. TTCU is federally insured by NCUA. TTCU Federal Credit Union.
So switch to TTCU and be that person who's helping make a difference for our schools.
Hey Ram fans, this is Athletic Director Zach Duffield. Every day our student athletes, spirit groups, and band members are working hard to put a quality product on the field and court. They strive every minute to represent Owosso well. This is the same kind of commitment you'll get from InsideOwosso.com. Quality, fair coverage of things happening in our town. And comprehensive coverage of Ram sports from guys like Grant Merrill and Christian Favalora. Log on and see the difference at InsideOwosso.com. Go Rams!
When my husband and I got married, we didn't really have the budget for the ring of my dreams. So recently, we decided as a couple to upgrade to the jewelry we really wanted. The ring I imagined wasn't in just any store. So like many others in Owosso, we called John E. Kohler. We found out very quickly that if we could dream it, John E. Kohler Jewelry Design could make exactly what we wanted. And the price was great, too. Stop by and see their award-winning work for yourself at John E. Kohler Jewelry Design, 9455 North Owosso Expressway in the Tai'an Plaza. You'll be glad. And you did.
The decision to buy or sell a home is among the biggest that most families will ever make. Don't leave the details on real estate to just anyone. Call agent Kelly Lewis with RE/MAX Results Realty. Kelly Lewis is a seasoned real estate professional who's involved with every aspect of our community. From being active in our chamber to even serving on our city council, Kelly Lewis is all about Owosso. Call in a trusted name that knows our town the next time you buy or sell a home. Kelly Lewis with RE/MAX Results, 918-833-0545.
Hey, this is Pastor Bruce McCarty with Owosso First Assembly. Our church family is proud of the Owosso Rams this football season, and we'd like to invite your family to our services this weekend. We meet at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We have Old Town services for our kids, and young people are invited to be a part.